KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for skies to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, the Atlantic Park and Recreation Department's Board of Directors Tuesday evening voted to accept from the Lions Club the donation of a little one-room schoolhouse already located at Sunnyside Park. The Lions Club is currently maintaining the structure, which was built in 1870 and relocated to just off Sunnyside Lane in 1960. Parks and Rec Director Seth Stasholm said the Lions want to donate the house to the Parks Department, a nonprofit organization, because the Lions, also a nonprofit group, want to apply for grants that will enable them to maintain the building, including the possibility of some new siding and improve the surrounding landscape.
There's no really documented evidence to show that they own it, we own it, nothing. We believe that it was pretty much was out in the country. They bought it and brought it to the land and it was just done like that. And it was really no paper trail. But to help with the IRS and everything like that, it'd be if they donated, then there's something to put our name on it.
The Parks and Rec Board also agreed with the Schulberg Recreation Area Committee that 20 electrical pods to be installed at the rec area campground site should be metal and purchased from Chris Davis for around $3,450. That would be less expensive than a marina-style fiberglass pod that had been proposed. Stasholm also told the board that the enhanced Iowa CAT grant application pertaining to the improvements at the Schulberg Recreation Area is finished and has been submitted to the enhanced Iowa board.
In there, you'll see the resolutions from the city, the county, a letter from us, in-kind labor letter from us, and Connect-A-Doc with them pretty much giving us a discount for the fishing pier and helping us install it in the future in their planning services to install in it.
He said they hope to receive an invitation to appear before the Enhanced Iowa Board in a couple of weeks and make a presentation as well as to answer any questions. If the grant is approved by this April, it will help to cover phase one of the Schulberg Recreation Area project, which involves electrical and water hookups to the camping pads along with the new storm-safe shower and shelter house. Stasholm also reminds the public that shelter house reservations at one of the five city parks are being accepted for groups and families. Already there are reservations made to this month. If you'd like to reserve a shelter for an event or family get-together, you can do so online at the Parks and Rec website, the link to which is under this same story on our news page. Or you can call Seth Stasholm at 712-243-3542. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County early this morning arrested 23-year-old Zachary Nathan Gogert of Red Oak. Gogert was taken into custody at around 4:15 a.m. on a valid warrant for theft in the fourth degree. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. Creston police said this morning that a woman who lives in the 800 block of North Lincoln Street in Creston reported to authorities yesterday that sometime between 2 p.m. Monday and 6:30 a.m. Tuesday, the back window of her vehicle was broken out. The damage there was estimated at $250. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are set to meet at 8:30 this morning at the courthouse here in Atlantic, and during their meeting, the board will receive a quarterly report from Micah Lee with Cass County Conservation. They'll also hold a public hearing on designating a 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area and on proposed urban renewal plan and projects related to the proposed elite octane ethanol plant project. Following the hearing, the supervisors will act on approving a resolution to declare necessity and establish an urban renewal area and approve urban renewal plan and project for the 2017 Cass County Agricultural Urban Renewal Area. Also an ordinance providing for the division of taxes levied on the taxable property in the 2017 Cass County Agribusiness Urban Renewal Area, and a resolution fixing the date of a meeting at which it is proposed to approve a development agreement with Elite Octane LLC, including tax increment payments in an amount not to exceed $8.5 million. In the funeral announcements, Ruby Thompson, age 93, of Grant, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Ruby Thompson will be today at 10:30 at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Ruth Large, age 84, of Des Moines, a native of Cass County, died Thursday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ruth Large will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Brooks Southtown Chapel at Sunset Memorial Gardens in Des Moines. Patricia Schwartz, age 83, of Atlantic, died January 4th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A gathering of family and friends of Patricia Schwartz will be this evening at 6 o'clock at the new Heritage House Multipurpose Room in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Carl Aldag, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Carl Aldag will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Pauline Dreger, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Pauline Dreger will be this Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Lottie Kinney, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Services for Lottie Kinney will be Friday at 2:30 at the Canby Friends Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. John Doyle, Jr., age 70, of Manning and formerly of Newton, died Thursday. Funeral services for John Doyle, Jr. will be Friday at 11 o'clock at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Edwin Jensen, age 67, of Atlantic, died January 10th in Omaha. Memorial services for Edwin Jensen will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Avis Peters, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Avis Peters will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lila Judd, age 100, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lila Judd will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Velma Peterson, age 98, of Anita, died Sunday. Funeral services for Velma Peterson will be this Saturday at 10:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Thomas Matzey, age 63, of Des Moines, died Friday. Celebration of life services for Thomas Matzey will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Hastings Funeral Home in Perry. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Clarence Ed Henderson, age 80, of Panora, died Monday. A memorial visitation for Ed Henderson will be Saturday from 2 until 4 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Donald Anderson, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Donald Anderson will be next Monday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Colleen Rhodes, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Services for Colleen Rhodes are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.